Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Thursday. Played golf yesterday at Cane Row. We got a late game together, Turbo. A little 3:15 tee time. Finished in the dark. Played 17 and 18 in virtual darkness.
Darkness?
It was 18 was dark.
All right.
You really couldn't see your ball land. I mean, in general, you knew where it went.
Okay.
It's just, you know, we've waited for so long. The course is in such great shape. But Mother Nature has not been kind this year. I've been told that as of last month, I think the typical average rainfall is 60 inches.
Annually?
Annually. At, not for a full year, but let's say at the end of September. It's supposed to be at like 60 inches.
Okay.
And we were at 90.
Really?
Whoa. And so this summer of golf has not been
ideal.
Much in it, yeah, it's not, yeah, it's great word. It's not been ideal. And it's not because of the fact that Cane Row is not just doing a fabulous job keeping the place up. It's that it's just been too wet. And yesterday was the first time playing golf since I can't remember that you really had to think about your golf ball rolling out, like where it's going to roll out to. Like, because sometimes that can get you in trouble. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. My cousin, Big E.
First message that comes to my mind.
One of the better players over the last 40 years in the area. And still, he plays from the white tees, but still, on a given occasion, goes out and shoots 67, 68. Kills guys like him because he's a low ball hitter.
Oh, he doesn't get the ball 15 feet off the ground.
Well, no, he gets it higher than that.
I know.
But still. Still can get real hot with the putter, but so now at least the ball's rolling out, and it's just gorgeous out there, man. It's gorgeous. The greens, they patched some spots a few months ago that are really coming in nicely, and there's always something going on out there to make the place better. Always. So excited about what's going on out there. And speaking of excited, man, I woke up this morning.
Red sky warning.
And we've got these beautiful Halloween decorations outside.
All over.
Kane Studios, man.
All over.
So is there a parade coming or
something?
There is.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if that's Halloween night, a day or that's
Sunday.
It's a Sunday,
yeah,
the 31st.
We'll talk about it more later coming up. So, yeah, evidently, our resident golf expert, Teddy Sliman, does he have some indoor decorating expertise?
You know, a lot of people don't know him as Pie.
Oh, I know him as Pie. I know him as Pie. As pro as Pie. So, I mean, I'm looking. It's, if you get a chance to pass by Kane, check it out, man. So, Teddy Sliman just did a fabulous job. We've got jack-o'-lanterns and lights and all kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, they got the goblins across the street hanging in the trees.
I tell you, I got to be careful this time of year because I am a candy junkie.
Sweet tooth, okay.
I know last year that Josh DeRosick killed me when I was still working in the oil field. And he brought all the leftover candy because he's got a lot of little kids, okay? And he brought all the leftover candy.
They're taller than you.
To Integrity Rentals. And every day I just passed, and I couldn't stop. Tootsie Rolls, stuff like that, Mike and Ike's. Oh, God, that stuff kills me.
Yeah, if you got a sweet tooth, it can hurt.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. That's why I don't allow that stuff in my house. All right, we got football tonight. Now, I won't lie. I'm not fired up about tonight's NFL game. The NFL has done a really good job coming out to shoot Sunday nights, Monday nights, Thursday nights. These marquee games being some really, really, really good football games. Most recently, of course, the Ravens coming back. That was Monday night, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, just unbelievable. And look, you're kind of looking at Ravens and Colts, and you're really thinking, is this going to be a good game? It ended up being a classic. I just don't see tonight being much of a classic. You got Tampa Bay playing Philadelphia. The biggest question, everybody looking, Tom Brady jammed his finger. Anybody that played quarterback in their lifetime long enough, quarterback, tackle football quarterback. But even it doesn't even have to be tackle, but when you're following through as a thrower, your hand hits things. Helmets, shoulder pads can get caught up. And he, on his follow-through last week, he did jam his fingers. Not dislocated like we saw the other day. It was, with Russell Wilson. I mean, yeah, we talked about that top tip of his finger. He's out for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's out for a little part of time, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Tom Brady is, he's not questionable. He's going to play, but how well, what will be his command of throwing the football? And Philadelphia, pretty good on defense, but, you know, Philadelphia on offense, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a great, I know the guy, great guy, great guy. I root for Jalen Hurts because he's such, anybody that followed his career and how he handled the benching at Alabama, came back after Tua got hurt, led Alabama, I believe it was the SEC championship game, or it might have been the semifinal in the playoffs. Well, comes back the next year, goes to Oklahoma, rest is history. But he is still not, you know, he's not there as an NFL quarterback that really strikes fear into you. So we'll check out Tampa Bay. I'll have Fournette as one of my fantasy guys. And I think I've got Godwin as well, number 14. So we'll see how that goes. Tom Brady, all 44 years of Tom Brady, is leading the NFL in a little obscure category. But to back up a sec, is Drew Brees aged? What do we always question? We questioned the deep ball. Can Drew Brees throw the deep ball? Tom Brady leads the NFL with 27 completions of 20-plus yards. That's an intriguing stat, an impressive stat for a 44-year-old man. You saw Joe Montana. It's got to be tongue-in-cheek when he said it. Said the other day, I think the guy can play till he's 60.
Don't laugh. Oh, we have some and help us with our picks.
And to reiterate, if you were listening before I came in, Jeff was talking about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow injured his throat, his larynx,
voice box, whatever.
And of course, a quarterback, if there's a player on the field that needs to be able to talk, it's the quarterback. So going into this week's game, he's got some issues with that, and he's on voice rest right now. I know a lot of Louisianians have instantly become, instead of being Bayou Bengals fans, now they're Houdet fans.
Houdet fans.
Now, you do realize that Houdat originated, it was borrowed and tweaked from Cincinnati.
Yeah, and
Cincinnati was doing Houdet before the Saints were doing Houdat.
And basically, St. Augustine High School in New Orleans kind of takes credit for some of that Houdat.
They did a lot. But Cincinnati, many, many years ago, started the Houdet, and kind of came over. But Joe Burrow, again, I think Cincinnati keeps building around him. Hopefully their football coach will not rely so heavily on their kicker like he did last week. And Cincinnati can move forward. I'm really thinking of I guess I can't drop the Dolphins. I'll always be a Dolphins fan, but I'm bandwagon jumping on Cincinnati. I'm jumping on. I'm officially a Cincinnati fan. Joe Mixon, it's a heck of a running back out of Oklahoma. They're playing good defense. Good, you got to. My wife was noticing the other day, because I wouldn't notice this because I'm a man. But she's like, there's so many young, good-looking coaches in the NFL. She was looking at Matt LaFleur, Cincinnati's coach. You know, a lot of these young, they're all bowed up, you know, jacked up. They definitely don't look like Andy Reid. It's less Captain Kangaroo and more Tom Cruise.
Pretty accurate.
More Brad Pitt.
Pretty accurate.
You know, less Craig Stadler.
Yeah, the Walrus, yeah.
Yeah. More Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
evaluation. You know, kind of carrying themselves. Jeff, I'm going to call on Jeff. If you want to get in there, we're going to go ahead and do our picks.
No Bum Phillips looking coaches, man.
Yeah. You know, times have changed. You have Tom Landry. Tom Landry was all, he was suited and booted. But
Jim Moore was a good looking coach.
Yeah, and held himself. As a matter of fact, when I ran into him for the national championship game, Jim Moore looked like he's definitely held up well.
Oh, yeah.
Held up extremely well. You worry about Andy Reid. I mean, Andy Reid already the other night had to be brought to the hospital after a game. That is not a profession that, you know, high blood pressure and, you know, heart disease and just, you know, being general out of shape, that can't help.
No.
You know, one guy I think about all the time is John Madden. He just, and I respect guys like John Madden, that when they're out, they're out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, John Madden didn't linger around. He lingers in Madden football. Hey, Turbo, let's.
Oh, yeah, we need to turn Jeff up. Okay. Yeah,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, he lingered. I mean, obviously, he was in the booth for a long time.
What I'm saying
is, there's
is,
no doubt he was out as a coach.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about when he got out of the booth. A lot of these guys, they always want to come back and you know what I'm saying? He just kind of went into obscurity.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'm just talking about when he finished his, because you got a lot of people younger than us. They don't even realize the guy was a football coach.
Nope.
They think of him more as an announcer.
Right,
you know, just
right.
like today's youth. Chris Collinsworth, did he play football? Yeah. You know, did it at a pretty high level.
And could run, too.
Yeah. You know. Al Michaels, former NFL quarterback. Oh, I'm just joking. Al Michaels. All
you
right.
Believe in miracles.
That's it. Okay. We're going to go ahead and do our picks. We're sitting here just to go back, and you know, I've got to give the standings. I'm not bragging.
You are.
I'll second that.
So we got Turbo. Turbo's at, where are we at? We're at 2-7-1.
Does that seem pretty accurate?
No, 3-6-1. You went 1-1 last week. You're 3-6-1.
Correct.
Because we're at 10 games. We got Jeff, even Steven. I bet if he grabbed a $20 bill right now, crumpled it up, threw it out front to where one of maybe the panhandlers would pass by and pick it up, I guarantee you today somebody would give him a $20 bill. He's even Steven.
That I think if he'd hand you a $20 bill, you'd tear it, and he'd keep 10.
There you go.
And I'm at 7-2-1. As a matter of fact, in my golf game yesterday, I've got a very good buddy whose name will, you know, not that he would probably mind, but he likes to bet a little bit, okay, week to week, you know. And I told him, I said, dude, I know I'm jinxing myself by telling you this. I said, but I'm 7-2-1 against the spread. And he looked at me. He goes, are you serious? He goes, well, who are you picking this week? I said, dude, I don't know. I've just got this system where I get up on Thursday morning. I just look, and it's just – I don't do any research. I just feel something. Now, I won't lie to you. And it's not like I'm just apologizing already for a bad week. But the group of five is scary. When you to pick the group of five, I, I tell you, I don't have a whole lot of conviction with my
Northern Illinois plus or minus nine tomorrow. They've been dominating the MAC.
Okay. So who has the Power Five this week?
You do, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you have the Power Five.
That's correct.
Well, he was talking about the Group of Five.
Oh, yeah.
I've got G5.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I've got G5. And so I'll go ahead with mine. I've been doing pretty well picking big spreads, picking big favorites. You've got Liberty with Hugh Freeze, who he's a coach that likes to hang as many points as he can. And you've also got a Heisman candidate, the quarterback. His name escapes me for a second. But Liberty is -3 playing hapless Monroe. So I'm going to go ahead and
– You said -3.
33. We're not going to take that caller. Not right now. If caller, just call back, please. We're going to go ahead and finish our picks. I've got Louisiana Tech, -6.5 UTEP. UTEP's a pretty bad football team. Now, Louisiana Tech's not very good either. But Texas El Paso, they're a struggling football team. So Liberty -33, Louisiana Tech given 6.5.
And keep in mind the morning line in the Advocate, 32.5.
32.5, got it.
Okay. So who's the other one you got?
Tech. Louisiana Tech given 6.5. And, it is 6.5 on our sheet as well. We have to remember when we pick these games, it's all relative to which day you're looking at. And this morning, the picks weren't in the Advocate, but Jeff got them out. Okay, Jeff, you're next.
And this is the online Advocate, I'm surprised you didn't see it in the print edition. But I've got the NFL this week, and, I've had a lot of success with the Thursday night games. I don't know whether it's Group of Five, Power Five. I've had some pretty good luck. So I'm going with Tampa Bay tonight. They're 6.5-point underdogs on the road. Normally I like a road underdog, but I'm going with – or a home underdog. But I'm going with two road favorites this week. Tampa, 6.5 over Philly. I know you're talking about Tom Brady and that injury and whether or not that may affect him. I don't have a lot of faith in the Eagles or Jalen Hurts. So I'm going with Tampa tonight, and I'm going against the Bears, mainly to help my luck. I'm picking Green Bay.
So we got some big-time psychological stuff.
Absolutely,
going on.
Absolutely. Green Bay, 4.5-point favorites at Chicago. Some question mark about the health of Justin Fields, and Aaron Rodgers is on fire. I think 4.5 points even in Chicago, the way the Packers have dominated the Bears. I'm picking them straight up in my head, but again, in my heart, I'll be rooting for the Bears, and I hope I lose that one.
Gotcha. Boxcar, I know it's a little delayed. If you're listening, we're gonna call you after the break. That's Boxcar calling in.
Okay.
Set up the call about Saints.
All right.
All right. So
Tampa tonight, the Packers Sunday.
All right. So two good ones to watch right there, and I like those picks.
I believe the Green Bay game, by the way, the Bear game, I believe is on Fox locally. So for folks who want
to
watch
No Saints game, that's right.
Yep.
Anyway, to end
now
my –
You got Power Five.
Yeah, to end my anguish early Saturday. I've got Nebraska, both two road favorites also. I got Nebraska over Minnesota and 4, so I'm giving Minnesota 4 points. And then Michigan State, which has been playing really well, they're 6-0. They journeyed to Indiana, who early in the year was thought would be a pretty good team, but they're having their troubles right now. So I'm taking Michigan State and giving the 4.5, and Nebraska and giving Minnesota the 4.5. And those are early action games. They're probably kicking off around 11 o'clock noon.
Those are both 4.5. Is that confirmed?
I have four and 4.5. Four for Nebraska and 4.5 for Michigan State.
Got it. All right, so we're set. We'll see how things move from here. We've got major. We've got stocks and bonds involved here. We've got major betting. We got pink slips. We got all kind of stuff going on here on the side. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to get Boxcar on the phone, talk some Saints football. I know they're not playing this week, but they're still, maybe a little evaluation of what we've seen so far and what we expect coming up in the future. So we're going to be right back right here at the New Kane 107.5 FM.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, T-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday night, Southern Jack DJs. Friday, The Cast. Saturday, The 80s Experience. And the Steve Adams four-piece trio Sunday afternoon. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. And 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints. And no bar has more outdoor seating. The Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk some Saints. Even though the Saints are off this week, Boxcar, if at the start of the year a genie came to you and said the Saints are going to be 3-2 going, knowing Anyamata's out, knowing Lutz is out, knowing the situation's coming in, knowing that Michael Thomas is out, would you have taken it?
Yeah, especially with the fact that you didn't know exactly what Jameis Winston would give you. You know, now I will say that we got to 3-2 in a much different manner than I expected.
No doubt,
and we should be 4-1. Okay, but you know, that being said, yeah, I think this is just about where I hoped to be and probably expected to be 2-3 if I'm being totally honest, you know, just again, given the uncertainty. And then if you had thrown in, if that genie had told me, oh, by the way, a hurricane's going to hit and displace your team, and you'll be, you know, in Arlington, and then your first home game's going to be in Florida, I'd have said, okay, I give up. You know, give me a paper bag. So, yeah, a lot of factors to overcome, but certainly, you know, happy to be going into the bye week 3-2.
Yeah, so looking at these five games, put you on the spot here. Who can you give me that maybe has been a pleasant surprise for you on either side of the ball, or maybe on both sides of the ball, that you know, people are saying, hey, this guy can really play?
Yeah, I think that, you know, man, there's really kind of a couple of them. You know, although he's had a couple of moments where he struggled just a little bit, I think Paulson Adebo has been a pleasant surprise for me. I was a little taken aback when I hadn't heard of the guy. When we drafted him, I knew we needed a cornerback. It was definitely an area of concern. And going into the season, everybody expected that was going to be our position of weakness. And now it turns out that it's a position of strength. So I think he's one. And I think the other guy that's really been kind of a pleasant surprise has been Pete Werner. You know,
that's the guy. That's the guy that I was going to bring up. I'm glad you did, because yeah, I've seen this guy. Man, he's going to be a good football player if he stays injury free.
Yeah, you know, he. I'm still a little perplexed because he looks small to me, and yet I looked up his stats, and he's 6'3", 240, so he's definitely not small. Might be the number 20 that makes him look small. I'm not sure. But he's a tackling machine, you know, Coach. I mean, he and that's what you need. You know, is he making a lot of tackles for losses in the backfield? No. But is he protecting that second level? Absolutely, you know. And he's giving you what you were hoping Zach Bond would give you last year, and that really hasn't happened in Zach Bond's case, you know. The other thing with Werner that I really like is his ability to cover the tight ends and the running backs out of the backfield. So, yeah, he definitely has been a pleasant surprise also. I'm going to probably struggle a little more on offense in that, you know,
we're at the bottom of the league.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was hoping I could come in here and say, man, Marquez Callaway, really, you know, and he's had his moments, don't get me wrong. But nothing. Now, I will say, I'm not surprised. So I am pleased with the emergence, and I'm disappointed he's hurt right now, but with Deontay Harris as another receiving threat, you know, because that everybody I think kind of perceived him as, you know, just a deep ball threat. But he's bailed us out on several third downs, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, running nice, you know, crisp routes. So, he's been kind of a pleasant surprise. But other than that, I guess the guys that you would say that have had to be plug and play guys, they're not new guys, but James Hurst, I think, has filled in admirably at left tackle, as has Calvin Throckmorton at right guard. You know, Ruiz, whatever, he's had his moments. I think it's hard for, you know, center's probably one of the hardest positions on the offensive line to play, but that was his natural position at Michigan. He does get bull rushed a lot, so I'm a little concerned there. But yeah, I mean, and look, I'm not displeased with Jameis. You know, I think he's maturing, you know, and following the system. So
well, you know, right now he needs to be the guy that doesn't get you beaten, and hopefully he can become the guy that wins a game for you. But right now he just don't get us beat. And let's see if we can evolve
right
with you.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And the thing people have to also realize, number one, I'm really tired of hearing, you know, look, Drew Brees, as much as I love him, he's not here anymore. Let's put that chapter to rest. We can't compare Jameis Winston to Drew Brees. That is two totally different skill sets. They don't do the same things well. I can tell you right now, you know, Jameis has completed several passes this year. Drew couldn't have completed in his prime. Okay, he's also thrown 30 interceptions in the season that Drew wouldn't have done. But people tend to only remember the good things and forget about, you know, look, Drew Brees had many opportunities in playoff games. I hate to say this, but he didn't exactly have, you know, he won us a Super Bowl. Okay, but look at the rest of his playoff run.
I don't know. There's no doubt. And this is the other thing, and I don't know if you agree. Jameis is an easy guy to not like, okay? You know, the whole coming out of Florida State, you know, the theft and he made himself a target. And then he is kind of an out there boisterous guy. And he's at Tampa Bay, which is a nemesis of the Saints, or a team you love to hate. And so I just think there are a lot of factors that are leading Saints fans just to not embrace him as they would someone else.
No, there's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to even go with the other factor that I know, you know, is a factor.
Yeah,
but
with you, too. I'm with you there, too, but we're not going to go there.
No, we're not. I mean, but that there's no doubt in my mind that some fans feel that way. But, you know, the thing about it, Coach, is that as much as fans, we may have perceived him as a punk and this, that, and the other. Number one, if you listen to his press conferences and his post game interviews, he's really well spoken and always gives credit where credit's due and shoulders the blame and doesn't shy away.
He's coached himself up. Whether somebody's coached him up or he's just grown and matured, you know that. No, he's not. No, he's going to give you the old, you know, when Crash Davis sat down Nuke and he told him, you know, how to answer all these questions. You know, I'm just taking them one at a time, blah, blah, blah. No, he's got all that down now. He definitely has matured in that aspect.
And the other thing, and that's something that we're not always privy to, but he is beloved in the locker room. I mean, the guy's just, you know, they said he's funny guy. I forget which receiver was saying he has trouble concentrating in the huddle because Jameis is always just cutting up so much and joking, you know, and you wouldn't think in a 15 second huddle all this could go on, you know, but the teammates love him. I'm all on board now. I mean, he's our quarterback going forward. I think, I think Sean Payton will continue to put him in a position to succeed. And look, I think as he gets hopefully some weapons back, you know, and I say weapons, but especially Michael Thomas, that, you know, it can open up a lot of other opportunities for him. But he's not focused on me, and he's not focused on stats right now. It looks like he's focused on winning, and right now he actually has the best touchdown to interception ratio in the league. So,
hey, Marshawn Lattimore, the guy's just playing lights out. I mean, he's evolving into one of the top corners in the NFL.
No doubt about it, Coach. And we saw it, you know, in his rookie year. I mean, he just was outstanding. I thought he regressed just a little bit. But I think some of that just had to do with maybe some of the teammates around him that maybe he didn't have that other corner or whatever. But when he's focused and when he's locked in, and we've seen it, you know, with his matchups against Mike Evans time after time, he's just he's like glue. And what I love about him, and you know, every now and then you'll get that really bad call, you know, a pass interference, but most of the time his timing is impeccable on the ball. You know, he just is in the right position, plays great technique. He's a physical corner. He doesn't shy away from contact. And look, he's always going against the best receivers, and for him to do that with a, you know, essentially a cast, you know, one hand, is even more special in my opinion, you know. So, great.
Couple of things last. Gillikin, boy, you know, we love Thomas Morstead, but Blake Gillikin I mean, you're just doing a fabulous job coughing corner kicks, and just it looks like he's become a weapon as a punter for the Saints.
You know, and I should have mentioned him with as far as pleasant surprises go, but, you know, it wasn't really a complete surprise because I knew they really liked him when they signed him, because they kept him on the active roster for a few games last year because someone was trying to poach him off the practice squad. So, you know, anytime you're carrying two punters, it tells you that, you know, they really liked what they saw. And, you know, as much as Ben Morstead was in his prime, one of the absolute best, I don't think he was ever at this level. You know, and how this kid did not win special teams player of the week last year.
Yeah, he got jacked.
I don't know. I mean, the last time I can remember seeing punting performances like that was Ray Guy. I mean, that was a long, long time ago, right? But no doubt that in that game, especially, he became another offensive weapon for us in pinning them and starting them in the field position they did, you know, he should have one of these punts. They definitely ran into, and they should have flagged that. But and how did we not block that punt that we ended up?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Granted,
very poor technique. Yes.
Never seen a guy right on top. But you know, that being said, you know, 3-2. I thought we had a good chance to beat Washington. I thought it would, you know. But it's still a concerning game. When I saw the field conditions, especially, it was pretty concerning. And you know, the fact that that you had those early turnovers, I thought again that kind of showed Jameis's maturity in that he was able to put that behind him and you know, and execute the game plan after that. But it was a great victory, and you know, going into the bye week, so, you know, normally, I kind of look back on this, Sean Payton, when he first came on as Saints coach, had one of the worst records. I think he was definitely 0-3 for sure after bye weeks early in his career. And he actually went to Andy Reid, who is a, you know, a really close friend of his, and Andy Reid still has the best after bye week record in the NFL. At one point, he was 16-3. I'm not sure what it is now, but that was like 3 years ago. To find out, you know, what are you doing? You know, what can I do differently? And what he was doing was he really wasn't letting the players get away during that bye week. He was still keeping them, you know, coming to the facility on a regular basis, even though they may not have been practicing as hard. They were still, you know, and Avery said, look, it's a bye week. You know what you tell them? You tell them bye. Let them go enjoy themselves. Let them go have time off with their family. Let them take a break from the grind. But y'all don't. And, you know, as coaches, you show up every day. You watch film. And that's what the philosophy he's adopted, you know. So especially with these guys, you know, really having only spent a couple of weeks at home since the hurricane, you know, I think that it's going to be really important for them to have that time to kind of kick back. Now, that being said, I hate that we have the first bye week of the season. You know, even though we're hopeful some guys will return and whatnot, it's awful early with a 17-game season for your bye week to happen. I would have much preferred it to be closer to the middle of the season. But, hey, you know, at least we can relax this Sunday. And, you know, now we go into a Seattle game that I think we should win. I mean, without Russell Wilson. So, you know, ordinarily ought to have given us no chance in a Monday night environment on the road like that. But I think we have a really good chance of winning that game.
All right. Well, we appreciate the talk, and we're going to come back next week after the break and see what we got coming up in the rest of the season. I appreciate it, Boxcar.
Yeah. Coach, before I leave, I just want to say one more thing, though. And this is where, as a Saints fan, I'm still very concerned. We've got to, because I don't know when Lutz is going to really come back. We got to get, you know, I don't think this kid that we signed off Chicago's practice squad, I hope I'm wrong, but I mean, he's never kicked in an NFL game, you know, to begin with. And, you know, through 19 games of the first 5 weeks of this season, 19 games have been won in the final minute of a game. Okay, so you know, field goal kicking is at a premium, and we see, you know, like you said, all-time missed extra points last week in the league. I don't know what's going on with kicking, but we've got to find somebody that can be serviceable until Lutz comes back.
Gotcha. All right, Boxcar. All right. Man.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Take care. All right. We're going to be back right after these messages. We're going to get Jason Morvan on the phone. We're going to talk fantasy football right after this.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories. Then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisEatCool.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday night, Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the Cast. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And the Steve Adams four-piece trio Sunday afternoon. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. And 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints. And no bar has more outdoor seating. The Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, so after, if any, for all of you that have been following after my week one beatdown that I gave to my opponent in fantasy football, my team has just call me the Raiders right now. my team is in disarray.
It's taking a back seat, would you say?
Oh, no, I'm telling you. I've told you. I feel like my players, that they're all hanging out in the shower. They're plotting against me. You know, I think I'm about to be traded for a player to be named later in a case of Schaefer Light.
Are they questioning your ability to coach a team right now?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Okay. Yes, they are. Well, I got on and I put in a bid for the Giants' backup runner.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll find out after, I think, Booker. 9 o'clock.
Booker's his
9
name.
O'clock. Yeah, yeah, Booker. 9 o'clock.
Yeah, put in a bid for him. You know, tonight I'll have two guys, Fournette, who's been doing well for me, and Godwin, who's been doing pretty good. I'll have two of those guys playing tonight. Hopefully they can play well against Philly. I'm hoping that Brady's fingers are okay.
Yeah, you want to get 40. You want to get 40 somehow out of those two guys, at least. That would be good. Anything less, if you get more, yeah, then that's great.
I just like that, and I took note of it. In week one against the Cowboys, how they were targeting Fournette, even though he dropped one, they were targeting him in the passing game. And I believe it was Chris Collinsworth. It was one of the analysts. They came out and said that what's the head coach's name for Tampa Bay?
Boy,
yeah.
Picture him.
Yeah. Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
Arians. That Arians had pulled Fournette aside, because you know Fournette, he can be difficult to deal with. He's a bit of a prima donna, and basically pulled him aside and explained to him that this is the NFL. You're not going to carry the ball 25 times a game. You want touches. Learn how to pass protect. Learn how to catch the football, and immediately you're starting to see Fournette used in that. I hate to say it because they're such opposite players, but. Used more in that Edwards-Hilaire slash even Christian McCaffrey just lining up with 11 personnel, meaning a tight end, three wideouts, and a running back. But then all of a sudden, you're an empty with the running back lined up as a wideout.
Yeah, and a safety valve too.
Yeah, and throwing him little slip screens, throwing him quick screens. You know, getting him out in the open, because let's not forget Leonard Fournette can run.
Yeah. And you know, the only thing keeping him from being a stud is Giovanni Bernard. If they don't pick, I mean, because he's really a third down guy, and he's done pretty well this year for Tampa, and that's the only thing keeping Fournette from being a top 12 running back in fantasy is Giovanni Bernard, but he's there and he's dealing with it. So, but the one that really Jones has just done nothing. I mean, he's on the waiver wire in a bunch of leagues now, which I never thought. He was pretty good last year, man.
Yes, he was.
You know what's funny, Jason, is I listen to the whole back and forth with, okay, did Belichick need Brady more than, or did Brady need Belichick? Okay, and that is such a subjective question. And actually, I root for both of them because I just think that they're both two of the best. It was like the perfect marriage of Joe Brady and Joe Burrow. Okay,
yeah.
It's just a perfect storm. And as much as people want to rip on Belichick, you know, but Belichick is trying to do things over there with just really. If you look at the skill guys of New England and compare them to the skill guys of Tampa Bay, you are comparing, okay, Rosie O'Donnell, all right, to Ella McPherson, okay?
It's bad what they have in New England.
I mean, it's bad. It is bad. They got no dudes, man. Right. You got to have dudes. They got no dudes.
And White's out.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, good for Brady. You know, I'm not saying Brady pulled a Kevin Durant or a LeBron James. I'm not saying he pulled one. Because in the NBA, it's so easy to just create a super team.
Right. Three players.
You make three phone calls. Hey, let's all go there. They're going to get – you make three phone calls. Let's get it done. You know, the NFL, I don't care how good the skill guys are for Tampa Bay. If they're just awful up front, guess what? It don't matter.
Right.
again, that's why I always say football, to me, is the greatest game on the planet, because it takes – there's so many variables. It takes so many moving parts to make it work. But when you start thinking of Evans, Antonio Brown, Godwin,
Gronk.
Fournette,
Gronk.
Yeah, I didn't even name Gronk.
Gronk when he's healthy, yeah.
Yeah, Gronk is – he's an afterthought amongst these guys, you know. And then the fact that they stopped the run – better than anybody outside of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're good up front on defense, man. And you know, as well as anybody, when you're good up front, you can do whatever you want with linebackers and cornerbacks.
Well, Jason, after Dallas loses a barn burner to Tampa Bay in week one,
mm-hmm.
everybody is just throwing darts at the Cowboys. Cowboys have no run game. What are they going to do? They can't run the ball. No. They can run the
jerk reaction.
They can run the ball. They just can't run the ball against Tampa Bay.
Nobody can.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, when you go in, and Collinsworth said it best. He said they've just turned this. Dallas has to play flag football. Turn the Tampa Bay game into flag football, because Tampa Bay's got more issues in the secondary than any other team in the NFL. If they were solid in the secondary, it wouldn't even be fair.
Yeah, they have a couple of issues back there, but man, that front covers up a lot of sin.
No, you know, Ndamukong Suh, a guy that a lot of people love to hate, you know, because the guy's got anger management issues through the wazoo, but he has been. And he's been traded and moved around, and I just really think that he's slowly but surely maybe putting together a Hall of Fame-type career. You know, it's just you don't think of him that much because he's bounced around so much. But the dude's a player, and they got players all around him. They're just a great football team. How's your team's? Now, I want to ask you something. You sent me – I don't want to throw out that number. You sent me that number of that you had won in a league. Was that a current payout? Was that where you stand?
That was a current payout in a college. That was a college. On DraftKings, you can play college daily fantasy.
Okay.
And it was a college team, and we were watching the Syracuse, West Virginia. Wake Forest, I'm sorry. That game was the last one because it went into overtime and everything. And I had three players in that game. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, I had the Syracuse quarterback, the running back, and the receiver from West Virginia. And I started to move up into the money. And I said, man, if this game goes into overtime, well, they go in, they go for two, and they get like a delay or something. So they kick the extra point. I'm like, yes, overtime. So the Syracuse quarterback takes a loss of 15 on the third down play, and it drops me about $2,000 out the money. Now, this is the last game, so this is not out the money, but it lowered my payout. And then the first, so I'm like, I need double overtime, and I'm begging now. Well, I forgot about the Wake Forest wide receiver, and he catches that pass, and I'm like kind of depressed. And my daughter's boyfriend says, wait, don't you have that guy? I look on my phone, and I said, yes, I do. And then they're reviewing the play, and I'm like, if they change this play. And then they kept looking at it, and I'm like, I don't know if you saw it, but
no,
it was one of those plays where you can't even, like, find a reason to overturn it. And they made the play, and they didn't even confirm it. They said the play stands, and I'm like, that's semantics, buddy. It stands. I don't care if they say it's confirmed or whatever they want to say. And it put me in the second place. Just a half a point out.
How much did you have to put up in that for that game?
That one was $444.
Do you mind saying how much you want? Because look, this is not verbiage. He actually sent me the picture of the thing off the line. How much did you win?
It was $20,000.
Yeah.
You stand up in your chair?
Okay, so now be straight with me, because look, I know my father-in-law for years swore that he never lost playing slots, okay? He only told you about what he won, not what he put into the slot.
Uh-huh.
So how many $400 bets did you make?
Well, you see, that those big tournaments like that, I normally, Okay, so if you play in a $400-some tournament, you kind of have a more of a chance because there's only like maybe like 400 entries in it, and it's a single entry, so you can't get a computer that puts in 100 entries. Everybody that gets in could only put in one team. So I like those because it's one entry. Now, there's an $18 entry, which has the same payout structure, but there's like 5,000 entries in it, and you can somebody.
Yeah, and again, you're battling computers when you're doing that.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you're battling guys entering 100 teams with computer-generated teams.
So the funny part about the whole story is my wife entered. She doesn't play the high-dollar entries like I do. She'll do like a couple of $18 teams.
Are you suppressing your wife? Do I need to call somebody?
So she says, why you didn't put my team in yours? Hers outscored mine. I scored 260. She scored 269, and she would have won the tournament.
She'd have won the
and
40. She'd have won the 40.
She'd have won the 50 grand. Yeah, and 50, I was like, well, why didn't you enter? She goes, well, you know I don't put. Like, she might put up on a given Saturday, she might enter like $150 total into several, contests. And I'll enter like, $2,000 into those, several contests. And she said, why didn't you put mine up? I was like, well, I like my team. I said, and it's not like you killed me. I mean, she did beat me by 9 points. But if she had been in, she would have come out first.
Yeah, because you came very close to first. You were just
half a point.
Yeah, you were
half a point.
Yeah.
If my quarterback doesn't have a brain cramp and just take off running backwards in the overtime, I actually win. That when that play happened, I was so bummed out. And then the next play, it's total elation. And I told him, I said, if this Syracuse guy throws to this running back, I said, I'm going to jump in the pool. And he throws it to him on the next play, and the guy scores. So they're like, well.
Go jump in the pool. You know what? I might buy a new pool. Let's get a new one. Let's
get it. No, it was a fun week. As far as season long goes, man, this week is just. But I mean, it's crazy. I can click on any given team, and I have anywhere from 4 to 8 out of my 16 players that are either A, on bye, B, have an injury questionable, or they have COVID and they're out. It's like. I'm totally scrambling this week. I'm looking at these teams. I'm like, I can't believe I'm putting.
I can't imagine managing 30 teams. However many teams. I can't imagine managing.
It's crazy. I've already went through my teams 3 times this morning, just trying to find somebody, and it's insane because everybody in these leagues, they know what they're doing too. So it's not like you can go in there and just pick these guys apart. I mean, these guys are good too. So. It's going to be a tough week, and next week is going to be worse. I don't know if you noticed this, but there are more buys in. Well, I know as far as my fantasy players, so I'm just guessing there's more buys next week in the NFL than any other.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that.
A bunch of studs are on buy next week, so yeah. It's not going to get any.
Next week's buy teams are Buffalo, Dallas, Jacksonville, the Chargers, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay. And that may not be more teams, but just those names you just ran off.
No, you ran Dallas, Buffalo, I heard.
Think of the fantasy goodness in those teams.
Oh,
did
yeah,
you say
no.
San Diego? I mean, the Chargers?
Yeah, yes. Chargers. That's the top three. Yeah, I mean, you've got – that's three offensive juggernauts right now in the NFL.
And did you say Minnesota?
Yes.
I mean, all kind of receivers and running.
Yeah, Jacksonville's in there. They don't count. You've got four teams that he just said that – they put up points.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. And I'm going to be missing a lot of those guys next week. But here's the thing right now is you got the injuries and the buys combined, and then COVID thrown into the mix, which we didn't have 2 years ago, and it's like scrambling, But, hey, it is what it is. Everybody's kind of in the same boat.
All right. Okay, so next Tuesday, I'm putting my best foot forward. I'm making some moves. I'm cutting some checks. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm trying to stop the insurrection that is my team trying to oust me.
You're coaching, man. You're coaching. I'm proud of you. Like, it's going to come out.
The best job. I've been asked this before. Coach, what's the best coaching job you ever did? My first year at Crowley High School, we went 4-6. So my only losing season as a football coach. Okay, we went 4-6. Three of them we won in overtime. Okay, we inherited an 0-10 team that had 5 seniors on it. and always and I look back at the 10-0s, the 13-1s, the state titles, but that 4-6 team at Crowley was my best coaching job.
Yeah, you had to coach them up.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. We were. I always said we were coming up with more trick plays that year. I'd say if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
It's only cheating if you get caught, right?
That's it. All right, man. All right. Going to talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Y'all too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk high school power ratings, and we've got a Louisiana game, high school game tonight on national television.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We'll talk about that when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at MakoRestoration.com. That's MakoRestoration.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to our last segment. Remember, stick around after for Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club along with news right here on 107.5 FM. So we got a big game for many reasons tonight on NBC sports station. Jeff is saying it's channel 61 on Fox.
Cox.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pardon my faux pas. On Cox. I'm not sure DirecTV and all that stuff what it would be. I would doubt that. I don't know whether on Hulu and I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works streaming. But Newman, the Isidore Newman Greenies, coached by my dear friend Nelson Stewart, and of course their quarterback, Little Archie Manning, son of Cooper, as they call him, grandson of Big Arch, nephew of Eli and Peyton. They'll take on St. Charles, the Comets, coached by Wayne Stein. Wayne Stein takes over this year for the legendary, and when I say legendary, I'm talking it's in caps, Frank Monica, another dear friend. If somebody told me that the last game of my coaching career was going to be a loss, I would want it to be to one of two guys.
And you always wanted to coach against him, too.
Yeah, either Louis Cook or Frank Monica. And it worked out that the week before, our team was fortunate enough to beat Louis Cook's team, and the next week we lost to Frank Monica.
Okay, on Cox it's 61. On DirecTV it's 220, and on Dish it's 159.
There we go. So I know I'm going to be in Abbeville. We're inducting a former player, David Swear, to the Hall of Fame, in the Abbeville Hall of Fame. Was great player, great offensive lineman, one of the best wing T guards I've ever seen. So I'm going to tape that, and I can't wait to watch it. And of course, I'll be pulling hard for Newman. Nelson Stewart and I. As a matter of fact, I get a daily lunchtime Thursday call every week. Now today's a little different because it's game day Thursday, but I'll still be expecting my call. Newman is undefeated. St. Charles is undefeated, and this is the nationally televised game, so it ought to be fun.
Same district too.
In La Place as well.
The game's in La Place.
In La Place.
Okay.
In La Place. Yes, district football game. All right. So before we get to the power ratings, just real quick, you got a huge baseball game tonight. Dodgers Giants. You're a baseball fan. You know about it. So all of the other series to get the best of fives to get you to the NLCS and the ALCS, that's done. So the White Sox out of Chicago, it's not the Bears, it's the White Sox. The Sox beat the Rays in four games.
Yes.
You've got the Strohs. No, I'm sorry, it's the Red Sox. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Out of Boston beat the Rays 3-1. The White Sox lose to the Strohs.
Correct.
3-1. Sorry, I got my socks mixed up.
Yes.
I had a red one on one foot and a green one on the other.
The bloody sock. Kurt Schilling.
The Braves take care of the Brewers in four games. So we've still got – so the only game – the only series that goes 2-2, which this is awesome because it's Dodgers-Giants. It's two teams that have never played each other in modern baseball – history.
I'm looking at you.
Modern.
What you
baseball.
Call
when
modern.
Not 1916 doesn't count when they were somewhere else.
Bobby Thompson hit the shot heard around the world and beat the Brooklyn Dodgers.
We're talking since the
51.
Dodgers have been in California.
Okay, I can accept that.
Okay, so you got San Fran.
No, that's right. The Giants beat them in a three-game playoff in 62. And Maury Wills set the base-stealing record of 104 that year, too, and was the MVP in the league.
There's nobody alive still alive that played in that game. So anyway, the Dodgers-Giants, 2-2. For the right to play the Atlanta Braves in the NLCS.
Yes.
The Bo Sox and the Strohs are set.
Yes.
I know my daughter's going to be pulling hard for the Strohs. She's a big Alex Bregman fan.
And I want to say they play tomorrow night.
Yeah. So that got that coming up. Now, finishing it up, let's look at power ratings as we get toward the end. We're now in week 7 of high school football. I know it was week 8. That's when I really started looking hard because things really start moving in the direction. You have a lot of, I call them posers, people that just kind of had inflated non-district schedules, and they start getting in the meat of their district, and they start beating each other, and things start moving on. I'll give an example. Pope John Paul is rated number 9 in Division III right now. And I'm just telling you, Pope John Paul, they don't play real football over there. I mean, they got to prove something different to me.
I hear you. That's North Shore. Yeah.
St. Thomas Aquinas, who I'd said, that's the team that Catholic High is going to want to look for. They actually jumped behind Catholic High only with one loss. You know, so like I said, things start working themselves out. But you got – so Nish struggling. They're at 50 in
– you got to get to 32.
In non-select. Westgate, it's 7, even with the win over St. Thomas More. But St. Thomas More doesn't give you a lot of points yet because they've only got 2 wins.
Yeah, they've lost 3 or 4 games this year. That's right.
So didn't get a lot of wins, even though it's a great win. Didn't get a lot of points out of that one. St. Martinville hanging right there at 8. Got to throw Erath down the road. Erath at 9. This is a big year for Erath. Erath's 5-1. Erath has struggled for many years. Got to give them a shout out. Kaplan at 31. So they had been the outside looking in of the top 32. But even with a loss, Kaplan moves in the top 32. We got Lorville, the Tigers at number 4.
I thought they'd be a little higher than that, to be honest with you.
You got Ameet up there, Faraday, Manny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But if that game with AES will be huge, I really think that game. But one thing about the power rating, it's math. It's got nothing to do with football. It's all math. Of course it has something to do with football, but you know what I'm saying. It just how the numbers fall sometimes. The way to manipulate the power ratings is to play teams that are 1, 2, 3 classes higher than you, but that are bad.
Yes.
I say not that you're bad, that you can beat.
Thank you.
That you can beat.
Yes.
If you can, if a double A school can find them a couple of 4As that are going to go 4-6.
3-7, 2-8,
okay,
whatever.
You're going to get an additional 4 points plus their wins, which is like beating a 10-0 team in your league.
That's right.
Franklin at 8. So, you know, Franklin's sitting there at 8. That's 2 home games. That's starting out with 2 home games if things work out the way they should. West St. Mary at 20. Of course, that's the Panthers' opponent this week for homecoming. Delcom at 34. Still just right outside looking in. Generate at 38. If Generate can find a couple of wins, you never know. Ascension is at 7 and Catholic High at 10. There's only 13 teams in that league.
They play each other, basically, the playoffs this week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 10 versus 7. Probably won't end up that way. Like I said, the 1 through 8 right now is pretty salt. I'm just telling you. Division 3 is one of the most difficult leagues. You've got up at the top, you've got LCA, which is they have basically staked a claim is the second best team in the state of Louisiana. They lost to Catholic of Baton Rouge.
Who's the best team?
Who's killing everybody.
Yeah.
That's their only loss. So they can stake a claim that they are the second best football team in the state of Louisiana. So you got them up there. You got Notre Dame. You've got Newman. You've got St. Charles. You've got Dunham. You've got Episcopal. As a matter of fact, Dunham and Episcopal play each other Friday night.
Okay.
And Ascension. So, I mean, I think that's 7 or 8 right there. Some really good football teams. Catholic High at 10. Vermilion Catholic moving their way up at 6 and Hanson at 15. So we'll see how that evolves as in time will tell and things will move around. Sometimes you'd rather move up than there's many times when you're just trying to avoid so-and-so. That my last year, we knew that LCA was the team you had to avoid. And we needed Dunham. I forget, was it to win or lose? Okay, in the last game, to make sure that we were on the opposite, because I think we wanted Dunham to pass us. We wanted to be lower. You follow?
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't behoove you to be higher when you're trying to avoid a juggernaut. You know, one's always going to be in the same bracket with 4, opposite of 2 and 3.
Yeah, because Notre Dame was 2 that year.
5 is going to be in the same bracket with 2 and 3. Wait, yeah. No, 5 and 4 are going to be in the same bracket. So 1, 4, and 5 are going to be in the same bracket. And then 6, 3, and 2 are going to be in – 6 and 3 are going to be in the same bracket.
Yeah, because Notre Dame and St. Charles were in the same side of the bracket.
Yes, and so you never know. So sometimes you're pulling for your opponents to win. Sometimes you're pulling for them to lose. You never know. sometimes it can come down to a game, this obscure game that you never thought would, not necessarily to affect your points, but to affect somebody right next to you that you want them to stay below you or jump ahead of you. All right. It's amazing. The weeks are just flying by and getting closer and closer to playoffs, to all these great things. I can remember when we started Super Bowl week last February.
That's right.
Always appreciative to our wonderful sponsors. We got KK's Cafe back in the fold. Remember, head to KK's Cheesecake. If you're out there, looking to bring some food to your customers, bring them some cheesecake from KK's. They're gonna love you. Gritic Electric, 944-4547. Gator Outdoors, United Fire and Safety, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Swing Insurance, LA Classic Roofing, Action Specialties, Harris Heating and Cooling, Babineau Family Dental, Caffrey Real Estate. That's a wrap. Stay tuned. We got Lee K coming on with the Breakfast Club after the news. We'll see you tomorrow after the Hunting and Fishing Show with Mr. Watkins along with Turbo right here. We'll see you at 7:45. Tune in for the Hunting and Fishing Show at 7:15. See you tomorrow.